Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday night meltdown as we pick up the pieces following the wildest game of the year in the National Football League. And I'll tell you what, things have been getting crazier in the NFL for the past couple of weeks, but we hit new heights this evening. Like, I don't even know where to start with this football game. You know, we had a little bit of everything, high drama, including Lamar Jackson, like pulling the Willis Reed, coming back late, pulling the Paul Pierce. All that was missing was the wheelchair. Lamar Jackson comes back. Somehow Cleveland leaves Hollywood Brown, who is no longer Sacramento Brown after that big play. And then Baker Mayfield, like, goes down the field. Like, you know, like, it was one of those games. Really, it was one of those games where it was over. You actually were like, oh, that sucks. You know, that's too bad. Like, you know, when Tucker hit the kick, didn't you want overtime? Were you thinking, oh, come on, give us more. What more crazy things can happen in this football game? But I'd have to say the craziest thing that happened, besides the teams going back and forth and turning it into a track meet in the fourth quarter, was the fact that, don't be fooled by the 47-42 final score. If you're just getting out of work right now, if you're just getting out of jail, you know, do you bail? You know, you just posted bail. You're like, what happened? And I was inside, and you know, I thought they won by three. No, there was there was just a couple of seconds left. So Baltimore kicked the ball off to Cleveland, and Cleveland got all stupid and goofy and stuff like that, and that's the thing. At some point, one of those Cleveland Brown players had to realize, all right, this isn't happening. And I tell you what, one of the first passes, one of the first laterals was nearly picked off and returned too. Buddy like nearly scooped it and he just would have walked into the end zone. Listen, I'm not even going to say every year, because that ending is not even a, that's not even a like, oh, once a year or something. No. That ending of this football game tonight is a once every like 5 years. That's like Leon Lett touching the football in the snow, right? There's, you know, you have these benchmark type of moments, and somehow only the Cleveland Browns would do that, right? You know what? I am anything but disciplined, yet somehow I only tease the Cleveland Browns tonight. Winner, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Late Night Anger Management Class, the Monday Night Meltdown. I am Gable Morenci. I guess the Monday Night Meltdown is actually pretty appropriate, isn't it, considering the football game that we just watched this evening, a 47-42 win, a meltdown. But it really wasn't a meltdown by the Cleveland Browns. You can sort of say, oh, how do you blow it? But really, it was one of those deals that no one really lost the game. They just sort of ran out of time. Except that's not true, because if you bet on the Cleveland Browns plus +3, you lost the game. And the term bad beat is tossed around a lot loosely, especially now that every bozo on every corner is betting on sports. So, oh, I lost my $20 bet. It's a bad beat. Well, you just lost a bet. Right? Not every bet is a bad beat. Yet I've got to say, and we bring in an experienced bettor right now, I think anybody that lost money on this game is not only allowed to say it was a bad beat, I think they're allowed to get a tattoo commemorating tonight. Was it December 14th, 2020? RIP. Like, how many people are on the way to the hospital right now? And I'm not even kidding. Like, how many people, like, had a heart attack, like, because the Browns lost? And, like, or were, like, having, you know, chest pains? And then they're like, well, at least I'm going to get the push. And then the safety. I said earlier, Paul, that's not a once-a-year type of play. That's like a once every 5 years. I'm comparing that to like Leon Lett on Thanksgiving in the snow, the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys. Paul Bovey covers experts in the house. How you doing, Paul? Paul Bovey. Evidently, we do not have Paul Bovey. I should have. I walked right into that one, didn't I? We walked right into that one, evidently. Evidently, our Magic Jack hotline, we're having problems with Paul Bovey. So I don't know. Keep me. I don't know. Whatever. At this point, it is what it is. So we'll see what happens with Paul Bovey. We'll see what happens with everything. Actually, we'll see if I actually make it through 180 minutes tonight. Let's set an over under for that. Actually. Let's set it over under for that. So 47-42. And as I stated, you can get a bad beat tattoo for this. Like, that is the definition. That's like beyond bad beat. And you know what? You guys know normally, listen, I had a ton of plays on this game. All right. We had like 14 picks. We had in-game picks. We had a lot of picks on this game. But amazingly enough, I resisted staying away from Baltimore or Cleveland. I only did the teaser, right? So I did Cleveland plus +10 to the over. So when all this craziness was going on, I wasn't as stressed out as everybody was. Like, you know, and I'm glad I wasn't, because I got to be honest with you. Like, we, you know what? I would say we'll check in with Cam, but that's probably technologically impossible. Star Trek in the 60s were more advanced than us. So I don't want to start reaching here. But we better check in with our boy Cam Stewart, actually, because I know Cam Stewart actually did have the Cleveland Browns. Right. So plus the points, Cleveland Browns plus the points. Like, and, you know, you want to talk, you know, we were joking and we were kidding around about Dan Bailey and about the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, it continued tonight. Listen, my picks were gold tonight. Like, I'll tell you what, we're in an NFL zone right now in which I'm seeing the way the games are going to go even. Not a lot of people were saying today, if you tuned into Game Time Decisions, I said, track me. I said, this game is going to turn into a wild, high-scoring affair, and we're loading up on a bunch of these props, right? We're loading up on a bunch of the props, but I really was hesitant to like commit to taking the Cleveland Browns in this spot. So I ended up teasing them when it was all said and done. But we talk about Dan Bailey, and Dan Bailey screwed us yesterday, all right? Now today, We killed the props. Two of my prop losses were both these loser kickers. And Tucker, yeah, good job, Tucker. You made the 55-yarder to win the football game. You also missed an extra point. All right, oh, it was blocked or whatever. Same crap. And he goes under. His prop was 7.5. He gets to 7. Parkey, on the other hand, I deserve to get hit in the head with a brick. All right? For betting on Cody Parkey. This might be the stupidest bet I've ever made in my life, actually. Like, I know that Cody Parkey is, like, the worst kicker in the history of kickers. We know this. It's not like, oh, it's a shock, right? It's not like, oh, it's a shock that Cody Parkey blows. And here's Cody Parkey blowing tonight. I've never seen a dude. Like, he looked more nervous. You know, like, tonight, like, at the end of the game, I probably would have went for 2, to be honest. If you think about it, there was a good chance Parkey would have missed it. You would have put even more pressure on Baltimore. It was, you know what I mean? As opposed to the game being tied. All right, I believe we have Paul Bovey now stepping up and in on the Magic Jack Hotline. How you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm here, babe. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great, but you know what? You pissed me off when you brought up Leon Lett, because the Leon Lett story is that I was in doing karaoke, went out to the car to listen to the finish of the game, and all I heard was a block, and I went, I shut it off and didn't find out till 10 hours later that I actually lost the game. I had Dallas in a teaser. But, yeah, tonight was one for the ages. And if you remember, there was a game 3 years ago between the now Washington Ball Club and the Kansas City Chiefs that ended in similar fashion with a late touchdown by Justin Houston, which was a crusher for both the side and the over. So these things happen. You're right, Gabe. It's not every 5 years, but maybe every 3 years you get a finish like this, and you just got to gut it out and come back the next game.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you agree with that. As far as it's not a yearly thing, right? Like it's, you know, there are, and listen, there's this year, there's been a lot of, you know, late crazy finishes. There's college football. I get it. This isn't unique. But this game kind of is turning into a 47-42 battle, going back and forth in the fashion that it did, and then looking like maybe overtime, and then ultimately the safety at the end. I got to tell you, though, I thought it was close to being a touchdown. I was like, oh, my God, these guys are actually going to give up a touchdown here probably. Like one of the laterals nearly got picked off. But ultimately, there's certain cities and teams that this stuff happens to. And, you know, Buffalo, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. You know, the Music City Miracle. I'm a Michigan fan. The Cordell Stewart Hail Mary, right? Like, there's certain, like, you know, benchmark water moments, so to speak, that you never forget. And I think tonight's going to be one of these deals that people never forget. As, like I said, I'm sure hospitals in Cleveland are filling up right now. I was actually jealous at a fans ball. I'm like, man, look at these guys. They're, you know, drinking beer. They're at the game. No fans in Buffalo. There's no fans in a bunch of places. I got to be honest. I bet you all those people that were so felt so special that they were at that game probably weren't too happy as they were leaving the stadium tonight, Paul.
Yeah, it was definitely a killjoy there. But, you know, the Ravens win the game, but Cleveland wins a lot of respect. And I know Baker Mayfield. I saw things in Baker Mayfield tonight that I did not know he was capable of. He threw 19 incomplete passes. Now, in years past, the 2019 version rendition of Baker Mayfield would have thrown those balls directly into coverage, and he would have had 3 interceptions. But credit
hold that
for
thought,
throwing
Paul.
The
ball. Hold that thought. We'll hit it on the other side. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network, the early line.
What are you doing if you are Philly to make, whether it's Hurts or Wentz, more productive? Is it to augment their weapons, to give them protection, to help bolster the defense on the other side?
It's the early line with Dane Martinez and Jared Walsh on Sports Grid. Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific. Listen on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, SiriusXM Channel 204, or wherever you get podcasts. Watch live on SportsGrid.com or your favorite OTT platform.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy. Like, real easy. In fact, if you're not listening, it's you. It's always you. Slacker. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute. $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Late night anger management class, Monday night meltdown. Paul Bovey, Cubs experts in the house with us. And I brought up the Leon Lett. Sorry, Paul. Somebody just got me back. And, you know, it's funny. I said there's certain teams or certain cities that it just happens. And I knew it was going to happen. I tweeted before. I said, you know, Tucker's going to hit a kick here, right? Like, you know, like it's Cleveland. Like, you know, they're about to lose in some horrific, painful fashion. But I'm right there. I feel their pain as a Buffalo Bill fan. And thanks to Old Man, a Patriot fan. Yeah, thanks, Old Man, for reminding me. And I'm sure you remember, Paul, the Monday Nighter, Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills. In Buffalo, first Monday Nighter in Buffalo in like forever. And the Bills had like a 14-point lead or something with like 5 minutes left. I don't know. I was pretty drunk. I was in the end zone. And it was a train wreck. It was a disaster. I remember like people were like, I can't believe we're going to win. And I said, there were a bunch of younger people there. I said, win? I said, guys, like, I said, there's four minutes left, man. I said, there's 4 minutes left. A lot of stuff can happen. And I swear to God, the winning field goal, like literally like landed like next to us, like right in the middle. And then I was all mad. I was like, I told you stupid kids. Oh, we're going to win. And I said, you win. I said, don't you know anything about the Bills? Oh, I was mad. But I stormed out in like not a good mood. It was my younger, like rowdier days, Paul. It didn't end well. Like I'm lucky I didn't get like arrested, to be honest. There's a few times I've stormed out of stadiums like irate. That was one of them, and they weren't having it there, so I had to chill out. Once the Raptors lost to the Cavaliers on a bad call in the playoffs, and I wasn't too happy, bro. Like, I was flipping garbage cans on the way out of the arena. people were so mad. Even the cops, like, were mad. Like, no one was stopping anybody. Like, people was just one of those moments. But I'd like to know the stories behind the stories. Like, Paul, how many idiots, like, broke their hand tonight in Cleveland? You know what I mean? How many people broke their foot, broke their hand, did, like, something stupid? How many smashed TVs? How many smashed computers? How many relationships have just gone wrong because someone told someone to chill out? Chill out, honey. It's just a football game. What? You know what I mean? Like, how many things have gone wrong in Cleveland in the last – there's, like, a reality TV series. How many things have gone wrong in Cleveland in the last couple of hours, Paul?
Serenity now, baby. That's all I could say. But it's funny you mentioned that about Cody Parkey, because when it was 42-41, I literally flipped the channel. I wanted Cleveland to win. I literally flipped the channel. I could not watch it, and I just peeked at the ESPN scoreboard update, and it hit the 42, and I go, thank God, because he just had that look of terror in his eyes, and you knew that the guy was scared out of his wits. And you're right. Maybe they should have gone for the two, and maybe it would have been a lot better off if they would have flipped that call, and Kareem Hunt would not have gotten into the end zone, and they would have had the ball first and goal at the 2-inch line, and they would have bled some clock so Lamar Jackson couldn't take the team down the field and get the winning field goal. And, you know, it might have been a different result. But, hey, it is what it is, and there'll be bad beats in the future, and you just got to live with them and hope that your good beats, that you remember them when you get these types of games, because they're going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? We did pretty well. We had Cleveland teased to the over. We had Baltimore and Cleveland to go over just on their own. Lamar Jackson to score a touchdown plus 130. Lamar Jackson over 61.5 rush yards hits. Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdowns at 160 does not hit. Lamar over 17.5 completions does not hit. Baker over 17.5 hits. Andrews over 3.5 receptions hits. Landry over 4.5 receptions hits. We lose the kicker point props, and we lose the Andrews TD prop. But as you can see, we nailed this game pretty well. I didn't take a side. I just took the over, and I teased the Cleveland Browns. And then I jumped in on an in-game over 62.5 and an in-game over Baker Mayfield 253.5. So I really couldn't have played it any better, to be honest, Paul.
You know, Gabe, if I were there right now, I'd be rubbing your head for future luck. Congratulations. You definitely nailed it. It was a great game, and I actually got scared off the over. I loved it all week, but when I saw 18-mile-an-hour winds, I said, you know, I'm just going to back off, and I played it live at 48.5, and obviously it was good. Because sometimes it's better to sit back, I find, with these totals when it comes to wind, and just watch the trajectory of the first couple footballs as they go down the field, because oftentimes that is very telling as to whether the wind's going to be a factor throughout the game.
All right, so let's get down to business and start crunching some numbers, and we'll see what Paul has moved on here, and we'll get you caught up to date with the Week 15 NFL point spreads right now. Thursday night football, the Las Vegas Raiders are 3.5-point favorites against the Chargers, total 53.5, and kind of a letdown when you consider, you know, we've been spoiled as of late with these primetime games that actually are pretty cool with pretty good teams. And now we've got to watch the Raiders and the Chargers. You know, Paul, I knew the Raiders were a fade material team yesterday. You know, to me, they're running out of gas. Indianapolis is starting to dial things up, and they're getting very comfortable with Jonathan Taylor getting into a rhythm and figuring things out right now. So, you know, what about the Raiders laying 3.5 here? It's hard to trust this football team, but we're dealing with the Chargers on the other side, who are a Jekyll and Hyde, to say the least. What's your opinion on this game?
I could not lay 3.5 with the Raiders. In fact, I'm surprised the total actually opened 55, down to 53.5. The Raiders led up 212 yards on the ground to Indy, and then the week prior, 206 to the Jets with their backup running backs after Gore goes out with a concussion on the first play of the game on his first carry, much to my chagrin, as I had him over 59.5 yards. They're just not getting anything in the way of run stoppage, and the defense is the side of the ball that's collapsing, and too many turnovers. Another two turnovers, two interceptions by Derek Carr, and frustrates his performance, which was pretty good outside of that, 31-46 for 315. But I actually think it's an entertaining game. It's two teams within the state. There's a rivalry there, and I think it should be some respectable football, but I could never lay points with the Raiders given their defense, and I would be a taker here if I were doing anything.
You know, I'll tell you what, normally this is an underdog series as well, and, you know, the Chargers, it's Thursday night football, guys. It's, you know, it's a little different intensity level than some of the games we've been seeing, you know, Pittsburgh and the Buffaloes of the world and now Cleveland and Baltimore tonight, but the Raiders season is on the line here. But that'll motivate the Chargers. The Chargers have the talent to play with the Raiders. So I'll be looking at the underdog lightly. All right, I'll blast through the games, and you can sort of jump in at any time, Paul. My Buffalo Bills. And all right, let me throw it at you, Paul, because you were one of the critics wondering about their defense. Are you starting to buy in now that their defense is good enough?
No. Wait a second. Hold your horses, Gabe.
I know you bet on the Bills. I know you put a lot of money on their win totals, but you were critical of their defense as well.
I was critical of the defense when Matt Milano was out and they couldn't guard a tight end. But if you recall, I was on the show last week, and you came out and said Pitt was 1.5-point favorites, and I said the line is definitely going to flip, that there's absolutely no way that Pittsburgh would be able to contend with this offense, that the Bills were a much better team. And I have to tell you, this was my biggest bet of the week, was on the Bills. And I'll tell you, I was in panic mode in the first half. I'm ashamed to say I got out of part of it because I could not believe the turnaround. And I'm sure you were probably sitting on pins and needles in the first half. They looked absolutely horrible. But eventually, cream rises to the top, and Josh Allen did what Josh Allen's been doing all year long, and that is picking defenses apart, using his number one receiver, Stephon Diggs, and exploiting a Steeler defense that is totally overrated. And I give the Steelers a pass in that they have injuries to Dupree and Bush and Spillane, but their offense is pedestrian at best. Ben Roethlisberger, clearly not the same quarterback he was a decade ago. And all their receivers are like Roberto Duran, hands of stone. They drop footballs.
No, you're right. The Steelers have repeated issues with this. They've got repeated issues with drop passes, and it's catching up to them. Ben Roethlisberger can't throw the ball down the field right now. I'm not going to lie, too. I don't mind seeing the Bills struggle like that early, Paul, because I'm impressed the way they fought their way through that. They didn't get down on themselves. It was like a heavyweight fight early. They fought themselves through. More with Bobby on the other side. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you. And nobody wants that. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. Your heart's racing. The clock's running out. It all comes down to this. We're talking pregame. 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 Get locked in with Game Time Decisions. Your hosts, Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart, will get you ready for game time. Everything you need to know before a game goes off the board, with the best lips to back it up. Make your best bet with live odds updates, late breaking news, up-to-the-minute injury reports, and real-time analytics from inside the sportsbooks. All the odds, all the action, from sports wagering insiders and industry pros like Donnie Wrightside, Cam Lou, Cousin Sal, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, and more. Get the winning edge every weekday afternoon from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific. It's Game Time Decisions. Only on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid TV Network is a new streaming video sports channel for you, dedicated to serving the massive fantasy sports and wagering audience. Sports Grid TV is live, free on Vizio SmartCast, with real-time data and expert commentary featuring Pat McAfee, Scott Farrell, Gabe Morenci, pro football doc Dr. David Chow, NFL insider Adam Kaplan, and more. Simply connect to the Vizio Smart TV video service for instant access to the free sports channels to watch Sports Grid and get the winning edge. That's Sports Grid TV, free on Vizio SmartCast. Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us. I mean, it's possible. Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night? That's what she told us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
You folks aren't here because you're gamblers.
You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late Night Anger Management Class. We're throwing it. I thought it was fitting, Paul. You're not here because you're gamblers. You're here because you're bad gamblers. Like, yeah, who's ever gone to Gamblers Anonymous because they said, you know what, I was, you know, I'm on a 23-0 run, and I want to stop, Paul. Let's just be real, right? You're not there because you're a gambler. You're there because you're a loser.
Exactly.
Paul Bovey with us. Good stuff. That's from the Battle of the Sexes, if you want to see the movie. Battle of the Sexes, the Bobby Riggs story. He's a great gambler, Bobby Riggs. Well, he wasn't. He was a degenerate.
$5 in that match. I lost five. I think I was 11 or 12 years old, and I lost $5 on that match. I swore he would. I think I just bought into his bull because he just talked a good game, and he ended up getting, you know, Billie Jean King absolutely wiped the floor, and it really hurt me to pay that $5. I mean, $5 back then actually bought you something. Today doesn't get you anything. I mean, you put a pillow under your tooth back then, and you got a dollar. Today, you get 20. I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyway.
Yeah. Last time I lost it, too, somebody punched it out, and I didn't get anything. That's great. That's a great story that you bet on the Bobby Riggs, the Battle of the Sexes. And my favorite part of the story of that, and it's actually true, is that during the match, so Bobby Riggs is in the Astrodome, and Bobby Riggs is wearing like this jacket with a sponsor on the back, and it's hot as hell. And like Paul said, Billie Jean King's not taking it easy on him. Like, she's kicking the crap out of him, right? Like, bam, bam, she's smoking the ball back at him. You even see the real footage, like, he's gassed, man. He's older and stuff, right? Like Paul said, he just talked a big game, right? He ran his mouth, and people were really sexist back then. So they're like, oh yeah, a man would beat her for sure. So he's wearing the jacket, and it's in the movie, but it's a true story. Like, Bobby Riggs told the story. He's like, yeah, it's true. He goes, God, it's hot in here, man. And so he looks over at, like, the trainer. He goes, God, it's hot in here. And the trainer's like, well, Bobby, you got to take your jacket off. And he gets all mad. He goes, I can't. He goes, I took $50,000, and I already lost it, all right? He goes, I got to wear the jacket. He goes, I got to deal with the guy. And it's just too good that he's such a degenerate. And that's why he ends up at Gamblers Anonymous. His wife, he was married to, like, some rich tennis wife type thing. And she was like, you're a loser degenerate. You've got to go to Gamblers Anonymous. And he used to go to Gamblers Anonymous, but really just like try to get other people to bet with him. So yeah, really, really, really fun story. All right. So Paul Bovey kicking with us. So the Buffalo Bills, after that big win, they beat San Francisco. They beat Pittsburgh. Well, it doesn't seem like the best spot on a Saturday afternoon against the Denver Broncos, laying 6.5 on the highway here. What's your take on this one?
Well, Drew Lock comes in off a 21-of-27, 4-touchdown, almost perfect rating performance. But look, I got a feel that Buffalo is going to find a way to win this game. I think there's just way too much at stake, and maybe Denver's a little overhyped off that game. Buffalo comes in, what, 6-point favorites. I'm not going to lay the 6. Denver's not getting a lot of production out of their running game. Philip Lindsay, by the way, has really dropped off, and Melvin Gordon's taken over as the lead back. Buffalo should win the game. I'm not willing to lay the 6 points, so I'll probably be off it and look for a prop.
Yeah, it's one of these. It's one of these games that, let's see how things play out throughout the week. Buffalo do a good job of not letting down. You know, they're 10-3, 10-, you know, so evidently they don't let down that much. But you know, it's. The light's getting to the end of the tunnel for the Buffalo Bills right now. There's only 3 games left. You're playing Denver. After that, it's New England. Yeah, it's still the New England Patriots to them, and they have the Dolphins after this. So you might get some urgency, actually, from the Bills that, you know what? This is their last non-division game of the year, right? So it's like it's better handle their business and get another win. You don't know what's going to happen moving forward. And as good as the season has been for the Bills, they still got to handle their business against the Miami Dolphins. They will win this division, but they still need to lock it up, Paul. So I don't think the Bills are really let up, but like I said, it's 6.5 on the road. I'm not in love with it.
Yeah, I'm not in love with it. I do think they're going to win the game. And Carolina did run the ball against Denver. I had 21 carries, a buck 25, and there were no breakaway runs. Problem is the Bills just don't run the ball well. Thankfully, they have this incredible passing game, and they did get Stephon Diggs, because without Diggs, they'd be an ordinary offense, because without a solid, reliable running game, you know where you go in this league. I mean, look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. No running game. They go nowhere. But thankfully, Josh Allen has really stepped up and is in a class by himself, along with Patrick Mahomes and a few other quarterbacks around the league, a select few, and he's really taken the Bills to another level.
Okay, Paul Bowlby, kick it with us, covers experts in the house, covers .com. All right, let's keep this rolling as far as looking at some of these numbers. The other Saturday game is the Green Bay Packers laying 8.5 points against the Carolina Panthers, total 51.5 there. Bills Broncos totals 50.5, just for the record. Chicago Bears plus 3.5 against the Minnesota Vikings, total 46. The Lions are getting 10.5 against the Titans. Houston gets 7 against Indianapolis. Miami Dolphins minus 2.5. That's an interesting number right there, but the Dolphins did lose a lot of bodies, guys, in this football game. Linebackers, wide receivers, something to keep our eye on moving forward with the Dolphins injury situation. Niners lay 3 at the Cowboys. I see that there's been some line movement. Washington were getting 4.5 against Seattle, now 5.5. Tampa lay 6 at Atlanta. The Rams lay 17 at home against the Jets. Philadelphia with Hurts. I was on them yesterday, Paul, and you know what? I was kind of intrigued by them getting the points again against Arizona, but speaking with Dr. Chow earlier today, they're without three. They're going to be without 3 of their 4 starting defensive backs. Totally depleted.
Yeah, you know something.
In the defensive backfield. I think the over, Paul, is the way to go here, buddy.
You know what I did? I'll tell you what I did along the lines of what you just mentioned. Last night I took 6 with Philadelphia, and I hit it twice. I didn't send you a copy of the ticket. I came back this morning and jumped off of it, and it cost me a couple $100. It cost me like $200-$300. And I think I mentioned to you I did that a few weeks ago. I will do that time to time. It worked out a few weeks ago because I jumped off Indianapolis, the under at 53. Eventually went down to 49.5 with Houston. They ended up going low at 46. But because of that secondary situation, Maddox and a couple other guys, I jumped off that. Now, with respect to the over, I don't have a lot of confidence in Arizona's offense. It was the DeAndre Hopkins show against the Giants. He had 9 catches for a $136. But they have stalled this year on numerous occasions, 23 at home against Detroit, 17 against New England. It took a miracle to get him to 32 against the Bills with that DeAndre Hopkins end zone catch. And they've just not been a prolific offense. I don't have a lot of confidence in Kyler Murray right now. And if they don't get Hopkins involved in the game, they'll struggle. So I'm not going to be on the over on the game. I'm just going to sit tight with it.
Big, big game. Kansas City Chiefs now with the top seed in the AFC. And now they face the former top seed in the NFC, New Orleans, coming off the loss against the aforementioned Philadelphia Eagles. You know, so I don't know. I thought Drew Brees, you know, every time I speak to Dr. Chow, it seems like Drew Brees is sort of around the corner and ready to come back. And I think he's practicing. So I think Drew Brees is a possibility, actually, to play. They might have to bite the bullet anyways, New Orleans. They got to get Brees back out there. And will he be great in his first game back? Maybe not. But at some point, they got to get it out of the way anyways. What do you make of this heavyweight tilt, this heavyweight matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the New Orleans Saints? Chiefs laying 3.5 points at New Orleans, 51.5.
I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes, but I will bet against that defense. And I don't think they have been good this year. They gave up over 30 points to both the Panthers, the Raiders. Yesterday, 27 to the Dolphins? The Dolphins' leading receiver yesterday was a quarterback from Kentucky named Lynn Bowden. They don't have a lot of weapons, the Dolphins. And they somehow managed to get 24 points. And I just would rather bet the New Orleans team total over, which is what I did. It was 23.5. Anything under 24 is a play, and I'll rely on them to get some points. Alvin Kamara should get off. They should get their running game going. The Chiefs have a lot of trouble stopping the run. So that's the direction I'll go here.
Paul Bowlby kicking it with us. All right, Paul, let's get into some college football. Big week of college football this week. Conference championship action. And, you know, looking at these games. So, guys, we didn't get to this off the top of the program. So Washington are out. It was going to be USC and Washington in the Pac-12 title game. And USC were laying 6.5 to Washington. But Washington are out due to COVID. The Oregon Ducks are in. The USC Trojans lay 3.5 in this game. Should be a fun game. Over under is 61.5. And, you know, I'm kicking myself. This is where I should take a page out of your book and be more patient. Because, man, last week, dude, Alabama were 12.5, 13. It's 13.5. And I told Steve Merrill, I said, the number's too low. I said, they should be like 16, 17-point favorites. Alabama going to smash these guys. And here we are right now. It keeps climbing because of Florida's loss. 17.5, Alabama lays. And Clemson, Notre Dame. I don't think Notre Dame are getting enough respect up, Paul. I think we got about a minute before we go to a break again. So let's start off with the SEC game, Alabama, Florida.
Look, Florida's defense is not up to the task here. Kellen Mond was 25 of 35 for 338, and Kellen Mond's not a good quarterback. I mean, he hasn't been productive this year. Felipe Franks, 15 and 19. This is a statement game for Mac Jones with respect to the Heisman Trophy versus Trask. Mac Jones should have a huge game here against this defense. And I don't see any problem with Alabama getting into the high 40s here. And I just don't think that Florida's going to be able to keep up. I just don't. Alabama wins this game going away.
Paul Bovey laying it down. Covers experts. Level one flying by. A couple of more minutes with Paul on the other side. Bring it.
Listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This
is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. That's 800-803-1961.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, I don't know what the hell is going on, man. I said this earlier. I guess this is all about being positive. And, you know, you can, you know, be careful what you wish for. You might get it. It's one of those deals. Self-fulfilling prophecy type of stuff. And I know me and both Cam, I don't know what it is. Every Monday, it's like the Kevin Walsh segment. It's always surly and angry. Everyone always starts yelling at each other. And I said earlier, I'm like, man, it doesn't feel like a Monday. It feels like it's the end of the week already. And I've already lost it like 13 times in the last, like, I don't know, 6 hours. And I'm like, God, it's only Monday. Like, the week just started. But hey, you know, and I'm looking at our chat right now. It's like it's a Friday night. What are you guys all on, meth tonight or something? You guys, it's a holiday meth season. Paul Bovey kicking one of those covers experts. So Paul, Notre Dame and Clemson, man, I think Notre Dame can hang around in this game. I do. You know, it wasn't being, I think they're getting disrespected.
Gabe, I agree with you. Look, Wonder Boy sat out last game. I get it. But, you know, the replacement quarterback, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. He was 29 of 44 for 439. And Clemson ran the ball 33 times and amassed the grand sum of 34 yards, whereas Notre Dame ran the ball 40 times for 208. Travis Etienne, 18 for 28. Clemson does not run the football. Notre Dame runs the football. Williams ran 23 for 140. Edge Notre Dame. Ian Book is a decent quarterback. Notre Dame has a respectable defense. There's no way this should be 10.5. Look, I grabbed the points because it's value. The game maximum should be 6. I don't think Wonderboy Trevor Lawrence is worth that much in terms of a potentially superior performance to what went on in the first game.
I'd like to see Notre Dame shake things up and beat them again and really open this thing wide open as far as the playoff bracket is concerned. Paul Bowlby covers experts, the best. Always a pleasure, my man. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Thanks, Dave.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Sports Grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.